check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Origins' very own Bob Child. He's here talking to us about insights about interest rate increases, liquidity challenges, and much more. A recap on the podcast that he just did with CUNA's chief economist, Mike Shent, recently. So we're kind of doing a summary of that for you. And and then we'll obviously have the link for the podcast in the show notes, too. So, yeah, great, great stuff here from Bob. What a great education on the economy and all that surrounds it and what credit unions need to be looking out for. Go check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Origins' very own Bob Child. Bob, good to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you, Mike. Pleasure to be with you again, as always.
Yeah. Likewise, sir. Likewise. And the reason why we're talking today, this is kind of a recap of a podcast that you did with CUNA's chief economist, Mike Shent, and it was entitled The R Words, How Should Credit Unions Respond? It's all based on liquidity, rates, and you name it, all the money, the economics type stuff. So it's stuff that is very top of mind and making headlines right and left. So again, we're talking about liquidity, because I remember going back to GAC and asking people, you know, what's the buzz in the hallways? And usually, like in previous years, it's fintech or crypto or whatever. But no, everyone was saying liquidity, liquidity, liquidity. And it's still that way.
Absolutely.
So, gosh.
Absolutely. It's still, and you know, you're right. You can't go to a credit union conference or a financial conference without seeing that as one of the headline topics.
One of the sessions. Yeah, it's been a major session. So having said that, and obviously it's a great concern for credit unions today. So let's dive into a little bit about it. And I know we continue to be in this high rate market, and that's what you and Mike covered in the podcast. And we'll have a link to that in the show notes, by the way, so people can get right to that and listen to it as well. But my first question here, so how have credit unions responded to the current market conditions, particularly regarding liquidity and interest rates? Again, things that are top of mind right now and making all the headlines.
Sure. You know, there isn't a silver bullet, of course, out there. So, you know, this isn't going to be innovative for any of the folks listening here per se on this one. So a couple things. One is the credit unions, in many cases, were slow to raise up those share deposit rates. Those are obviously coming up now. Yeah. And now you're seeing also this. So what's happened is share deposits went up. And despite all the interest rate increases and everything else, I mean, Mike, you and I were talking about earlier, we're in the summertime now. And so you would think that, okay, all these interest rates, people would be hunkering down and, you know, put more money into savings.
Right.
And actually, it's kind of the opposite with all the credit unions that I'm speaking with, in that it's not like we're seeing a hot outflow of money out of credit unions. But what I am hearing over and over again is we are seeing some of our share deposits coming down, only because of the fact that it's summer and people are still going on vacations. I think there was this pent-up demand a little bit coming out of COVID, and you know, people were promising their kids, okay, you know, we're gonna do that vacation. And so it's happening. And so you're seeing some spending activity that's happening, and it's drawing down some of those savings, if you will. So that's interesting. And so in talking to some of the credit unions, two inflection points where that happens. One is this summertime, right where we're at right now, and then towards the end of the year as people are spending for Christmas. And so, okay, so interesting, of course, but so what does that mean, right?
Yeah.
Well, credit unions' loan-to-share ratios were already stressed because of what was happening in the marketplace today. And the NCUA and the regulators are looking for the credit unions to have more liquidity capacity out there right now. And so this kind of momentary in time in the summertime is putting a little bit more pressure on credit unions' ability to do lending out there right now. And they're being more selective in the lending that they're doing. And it's not just the credit unions. You're seeing it even in the banking community, the same thing. But what I am happy to say is, while credit union lending has come down quite a bit from last year, we were at a peak point last year, credit unions are still engaged in auto lending and lending in general. And case in point, how I know that that is true is, so for the Cuddle network, we contract with dealers. We've got close to 70% of the car dealers in the United States. Wow. And we're seeing this year a higher number of car dealerships which are approaching Cuddle saying, hey, we want to do more business with credit unions, or we didn't do that much business with credit unions, or we didn't before, now we do. And so a really positive momentum from car dealers that is out there as well, too.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. And so I know I'm kind of going off a little bit from your liquidity topic, but I did want to share one thing which I thought was kind of exciting out there, is that because you will see from either the Experian reports or the CUNA reports that credit unions are going to be losing market share in auto lending. It is a true point. But part of that is, so in new cars right now, consumers are still in the market buying new cars. So last year was people took advantage of the low interest rates, and credit unions were right there, and we picked up a lot of auto loans. Now interest rates have gone way up, literally more than double what they were same time last year.
Oh, yeah.
So you would think, okay, consumers are going to pull back significantly. In reality, car loan sales are only down about 4% compared to record levels last year on the new car side. And if you were trying to buy a car last year, good luck buying a car at a new car at a discount, because it was the MSRP or above. It was just crazy times. Car dealers were making so much money. It's gotten it's come back to normal a little bit more this year. Don't be looking for significant deals, but it's more normal than it was last year. But here's the thing, that what I wanted to share on the new car side is that historically you would turn on your TV and you might see an advertisement or in your newspaper that Ford is giving a $2,000 incentive or, you know, to purchase the car. We call it subvention, meaning what they're trying to do is they got specific models, which they might have a higher inventory, and they got to move those models. And so they put discounts and credits out there for them. They're not doing that this year. But what they are doing, so the days of 0% financing, no. We're not going to get to 0% financing from the manufacturers, but they are at 2.9% financing. So what they're doing is those $3,000 of discounts that they would have put to the purchase of the car, they're putting it into the interest rate.
Okay.
So what has that done for credit unions? It makes it super, super. I mean, you just can't be competitive with that. So especially now coming back to this liquidity thing, a lot of credit unions are doing 5% CDs out there right now.
There's a lot of that I've been seeing, a lot.
Yeah. And so if you got loan rates at 5%, you can't do an interest rate at 2.9, of course. That doesn't make sense. And so But where does it make sense for credit unions right now today in this market? And it's in the used car space. And that is the bread and butter of credit unions. I mean, that is where they excel the most.
Oh, yeah.
And the interest rates on the used cars are 8 to 11% right now. And so even if your CDs are at 5%, you can still make a good spread on that. And so we are seeing that the credit unions are doing just a great, great job with the car dealers, and particularly on the used space. And the car dealers are appreciating it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, and my next question kind of addresses what you were just kind of talking about. So what are some of the challenges credit unions are facing in terms of loan to share ratios and rate adjustments? And I think you just kind of addressed a few of the points in that one. If you want to.
So there's that. And then there was another phenomenon that happened, which you don't see. Everybody always quotes the loan to share ratios, including me. But there was another phenomenon that happened. We had an inverted yield curve. So what does that mean? It means that the two-year treasury rates were higher than the five-year rate. And so what credit unions were doing is, instead of putting out loans for members for cars and commercial loans and mortgages and stuff like that, they had an excellent opportunity basically to take deposits and reinvest it in risk-free treasuries, which were giving them a higher yield than they would have gotten off of doing member car loans and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And so that was an interest, especially the larger credit unions. It was an interesting finding from us, because we went to a number of credit unions and said, hey, I know you've got space in your loan to share ratio. How come I'm not seeing more loan volume from you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said, that's because I went out and I locked up some of that money in investment dollars. And so I don't have that free liquidity that I could use for those member loans. Okay, so you're saying, well, okay, so is that changing? Yes, that is rapidly changing. Our inverted yield curve is going away. And those investments that credit unions did towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year are now coming due. And so the credit unions are freeing up some liquidity.
Good news.
And so we're optimistic in the fourth quarter of this year, we'll start to slowly see that ramp back up in more lending. That's
okay. Oh, that's great to hear. And so it sounds like maybe 2024, there's a lot of upside there based on what you just said. So in Q4. So, good to hear. Hey, next question here. What strategies have credit unions employed to manage liquidity and continue lending in the current economic situation? Again, I think you've touched on a bit of that in your previous responses, but if you want to expand a little bit.
So that's one. We talked about a couple of them. The other one is some of the larger credit unions. I mean, we've seen more asset-backed securitizations in the last year than we did in the last 10 years of credit union history. And speaking to some of the investment bankers, I know of at least 4 credit unions that are in the process of doing securitizations of their auto loan pools to free up some of that liquidity.
Okay.
And it makes sense from the perspective that, if you remember, when interest rates were lower a couple of years ago, the spreads were smaller on those loans, right? So if you can free up that liquidity now and get it into something which is a little bit wider, that's a good financial investment. And we've talked to a couple of credit unions, and they're actually saying, I actually might lose money on that securitization, but I'm going to make it up plus some on the new loans that
good deal.
So that's really good. And then the other thing is that we still have a lot of smaller credit unions which still have capacity that's out there, and they're in right now they're buying participation loans from some of the bigger credit unions also, which are offering them up. And that's a win-win too. So it provides the sophistication of the underwriting from the large credit union. And by selling it to the smaller credit union, they get a quality loan. And then the larger credit union frees up some loan capacity. So those are two of the things that we're also seeing out there right now as well.
Bob, I'm really enjoying your optimistic outlook. So this is very refreshing. So thank you for that. There's so much negativity out there. I'm enjoying your optimistic outlook. So it's and it sounds like the numbers are proving it as well. So it's really good news.
And it is true. You know, I mean, everybody's watching the delinquencies and the charge-offs of the lending, and so far they haven't moved. And as a matter of fact, you were talking about some of the economic stuff, and what's fascinating to me is that the unemployment levels have not gone up that much yet.
Yep.
So as much as the Fed is really trying to clamp down this economy, hiring is still there. And so as long as the employment is there, people have a paycheck and they're paying their loans. And so that's a positive thing as well, too. So, and again, that helps. If we would have seen the delinquency really start ticking up, that would have been another X against credit unions because they would have had to put up more reserves. And that would have gone against the liquidity also. So
indeed, a lot of bright spots out there for sure. So before I let you go, Bob, for the remainder of 2023, what should credit unions be doing right now to prepare for what's ahead? Because you talked about that a little bit with you when you said the investments are coming due. And so it's going to free up some liquidity, which bodes well for 2024. So based on all that, so what should credit unions be doing to prep for the rest of this year?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm with Origins, and so I'm a little bit jaded, you know, of course, here. So let's just be honest. But for the lending component, I think there is just tremendous opportunity with your members and in the market, and specifically in the used car space, to make a difference, make great relationships with the car dealers, which is going to pay you dividends in 2024, as well as help your members out there with the used car loans. You know, I wish I could say that, you know, jump in with both feet on the new car side, but I think it's going to be really tough. I continue to expect that we're going to see these just super low 2% rates from like a Ford Motor Credit GM Motor Care Credit.
And stuff. Well, and it should be interesting with the new models coming in and the old models going out every fall. There's always these deals that they do to get that inventory out to make room for the new models, that type of stuff. So every fall is really interesting to see from the car dealers as well, as you guys well know.
Correct. I know.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Very good. It's very positive. I mean, we're optimistic, you know, as Mike and I talked about, you know, on the previous one, you know, playing Monday morning quarterback, credit unions killed it on the lending side last year. But, you know, we spent the whole enchilada of our loan to share deposit. I mean, in some ways, I wish we wouldn't have killed it so much and, you know, held some back.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, would have helped us for this year.
And well, so, is anybody really killing it right now with the interest rates so high? I mean, I'm sure there's folks that are doing really well, but nothing, like you said, nothing like last year. Are you kidding me?
Correct. Yeah. No, we're not seeing it.
But it'll be back. And it sounds like 2024 might be the year that it comes back for sure.
Yeah, it's very cyclical from that perspective. But I mean, we have seen really unique things, I think, in this, not a recession, but this kind of downturn has been different than things of years in past.
Oh, right? Couldn't agree more. Yeah. It's very odd. Very odd. And the recession playing hide and go seek. Who knows if it's ever going to come out and want to play? I hope not, but it's just so odd.
And again, to be glass half full, if it does, I think it's going to be really shallow and short. I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was like, going, we're probably going to get a news article from NEBA that says when we have a recession, and they're going to say, yeah, we were in a we've recalculated, we were in a recession, you know, 4 months ago, you know, something like that. And but now we're out.
Exactly. Kind of looking in the rearview mirror. I
would be surprised to hear something like that.
I agree with you. Oh my gosh, Bob, I could talk to you all day long. This is so much fun. And but I mean, and you're making numbers fun. That's what I really like about it. So it's a great education, and we're having a little bit of fun to boot. So yeah. So anything else to add on this one to wrap up? Because I know you got a lot on your plate. I don't want to keep you too long from your job, but any final thoughts on this one?
No, I mean, it's more, you know, it is more challenging for the CFOs, the chief lending officers these days. But at the same time, I think we're all optimistic that, we're not at the start of this period. We're kind of getting closer to the end and to get to the normalcy.
Yeah. So yeah. Q4 is going to be really interesting. So yeah, it's going to be absolutely interesting in a positive way, I think, based on what you just said. So for sure. Absolutely. Alrighty, sir. Bob, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much. And again, you guys can hear a lot of this information in way more detail on the Origins podcast, On with Origins, where Bob and Mike Schenck from CUNA talk about liquidity and all the things that revolve around the economy. And that's entitled The R Words, How Should Creators Respond? And again, we'll put that link in the show notes so all you guys can go check it out. And we'll look forward to another conversation with you, Bob.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mike. Greatly
you
appreciate
are welcome.
It.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On with Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.